can't speak. Welcome to the 24/7 Marriage Podcast. I am Javier, and I'm here with my beautiful, amazing wife, who's just staring at me because I'm so handsome.
Maybe we should change the name of our podcast.
To?
Well, don't use numbers, because numbers always trip you up when you say it really fast.
Well, I said it fast, but I normally don't say it that fast. The 24/7.
The 479th
podcast. The 24/7 Marriage Podcast, brought to you by... Actually, we don't have any sponsors, so there you go.
It's brought to you by the Marriage Lab.
Yes, brought to you by the Marriage Lab. So I hope you're all doing well. We missed you last week, so there was no podcast that went out last week. Just in the midst of troubles, some stuff navigating with family, and yeah, so life happens, and we just put a pause on the podcast for last week, but we are back and excited to be back. Mm-hmm. And this podcast is coming to you actually. You'll be getting it on Tuesday, so, and Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Yes. Right?
Yes, yeah. Thursday's Thanksgiving.
So, and we have a Black Friday special coming out.
I don't like Black Friday.
Well, I don't,
because it denotes really consumerism, and people just...
Well, we're selling a course for half price that's okay. Going to help marriages.
All right, so good. So
I think you can get on board.
Here's what I would tell you. If you want to give gifts this holiday season, this Christmas, gosh. Give people experiences, or give them things that are actually going to help and improve their life. Because that little gadget, that little thing that you want to buy them,
it's
going to end up in the Goodwill. I'm serious. Like, that thing you want to get them, eventually they're going to be like, oh, I'm tired of that. The thing you want to get your kid that they're crying and screaming about right now, they're going to probably not play with it for that long. Just saying.
Okay, Javi.
But honestly, like, go to our website. There is gifts there you can give. There are shirts. Well, there are, okay. There's, you say it, Shannon.
Well, so if you go to the link in our bio on all of our social media platforms, you'll see that we have a new Amazon storefront, the 24/7 Amazon storefront. And there is his and hers gifts. So if you want to shop for your spouse, Javi and I have curated all the things that we use and that we love, right down to flannels, to pocket knives, to all the things that we love. You will find them on there. So we're trying to help you out. Also, there is a bunch of books that we love, we've read, we recommend, and we know these authors. So please,
and there's 24/7 merch.
Well, that's on our Instagram.
On our Instagram, there's 24/7 merch, from t-shirts.
And I just saw some men, because it said their name on some orders come through of buying some 24/7
man, come on,
wifey hoodies. I just saw some orders come in, so men are pre-ordering some Christmas gifts, which I love.
I love it. Yeah, so take advantage of that. So Pookie, what are you thankful for as we go about to hit Thanksgiving? Does it start with the letter J?
No, it doesn't. Jam. I love a good jam.
My name starts with an H, so yes, it can't be me. I'm kidding.
Your name does not start with an H.
I'm kidding, Shen.
Oh, I was like...
No, but honestly, like, if you look at our lives, you look at our marriage, you look at the seasons that we've been through in this year, right? And marriage, what are you thankful for?
Honestly, I'm thankful for my health. I just don't want to take it for granted. And I'm thankful that I have all my faculties, at least as of right now.
Well, that could be in question in some moments, but yes, you do.
Well, I know you're talking about yourself, honey, but it's okay. That
this is true.
Both my legs work, that we get up every morning, that...
Both your legs work? Like, who says that? I am grateful both my legs work, because one...
Okay. I'm just saying, I am grateful that everything's working, everything's healthy, and we're moving forward, and that we get to do the things that we love to do and help the people that we love to help. Yeah. And we're helping so many people right now. And I love that.
Yeah.
What are you thankful for?
I'm having to pause and remind myself that, you know, in the midst of so many other things going on, and things aren't always up and to the right when it comes to things in our life. Like, we may, you know, like, it's been tough with the Marriage Lab on the road. It's been a season where it's been tough as a nonprofit and what we do. But reminding myself to I'm thankful that I have these moments and people like you who are listening to this podcast who remind us of the work that we get to do, yeah. who remind us of the impact that's being made, the lives that are being touched, mm-hmm. you know, the restoration that's happening in marriages. And even when we're just planting small little seeds, I'm grateful, I'm thankful that I get to do something that I love to do and that we get to invest into the lives of others in a small way. And sometimes we don't see it. And I have to remind myself of that because oftentimes it's easy to forget what we are called to do and what mm-hmm. we enjoy doing if we start looking at everything around us or the circumstances around us. So I'm grateful, as difficult as sometimes the seasons of life can be, or marriage, that I get to do it.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that we have the opportunity, like you said, every day to be able to be,
you know what,
hopefully
Pookie,
a blessing to other people.
I'm glad to hear that you have an attitude of gratitude because...
Well, I was challenged the other day because I haven't had that. I've been a little frustrated.
A little bit? Oh my gosh.
Well, because as
you
men,
went off the rails.
We're pushing into the things that we want to be able to accomplish and do and lead our families well and care for our wives well. And we feel that weight and that pressure. And I've been frustrated with myself. I've been frustrated with God, like, and that's okay. But I also haven't, but I recognize that I've been having frustrations, or I've been frustrated, but I have not been expecting. And I think that we need to be in a place of expecting. And maybe that maybe that's for you today as you're hearing this, because maybe you're in your marriage and you're frustrated and you're overwhelmed. But have you stopped for a moment to actually say, you know what? I'm going to shift how I'm seeing things, and I'm going to be expectant that things will change. And I think that's kind of what I was challenged with on Sunday, is that I have to move from being frustrated and the ease of seeing just what's in front of me and being moved by that and allowing my feelings, emotions, and all that to be controlled by what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you can't have a bad day. I'm not saying that everything you always have
can't
to be
have a
just
bad week.
Sunshine and rainbows. What I'm saying is, like, even in the midst of that, like, are we going to choose to still have expectation of what God can do, expectation that our marriage can be healed, restored, that things can change?
Yeah.
And when we have that, it begins to shift how we then think and how we operate and the words we use and how we approach our spouse. Mm-hmm. So I want to be more expectant. Especially to go into this next year, that that things
are you
will change.
Are you pregnant with a dream?
Yes, yes. In this case, a man can get pregnant with a vision and with
my
a dream.
Lord, you did not go there.
So I think that was just kind of hitting me. Yeah,
good.
So those are the things I'm thankful for.
Well, I'm excited about what we're diving into today, because we
we spent 8 minutes just chatting.
We've had several reels that have brought in a lot of comments, and not just comments where they're like, that was really good, thumbs up, I totally agree with you, or I totally didn't like what you said. No, these are people that sat down and decided to write a War and Peace in the comments. And some of them are really good, because it reveals a lot about where people are at, what they're feeling, what they're experiencing. And I thought it would be appropriate to share some of those, but I feel like you just need to do a little backstory and kind of set up like what the reel was about.
Well, a little bit, but I think, some of you men might not like this, and that's okay. And I've been ridiculed often at times. Or not ridiculed. I've been told that, Javier, you're tough on the guys. You're always mentioning the guys. Or I have a lot of guys who say, I'm not going to call you when something's going wrong. I go, well, why? Well, because you're going to tell me what I don't want to hear. Uh-huh. You're going to tell me the truth. I go, well, I appreciate that. Then don't call me, because you're going to get the truth, right? They rather hear something that's going to placate them and tell them that, oh, it's not. No, it's your wife's fault. No, that's fully your wife. And what we believe is that ultimately, right, as it's structured even in scripture, that men have the opportunity and have been called to guide, guard, and govern in their home. They've been called to lead in their homes. And even if it is something that your wife has done, or it's an issue she's struggling with, I talk to men, because you still have the opportunity to pursue her, the opportunity to love her, the opportunity to come alongside her, to do the right thing, regardless of what's being done or where they're at. Mm-hmm. And you have the opportunity to lead in your home, that your children see that, your wife sees that, and your wife is going to have the permission to be able to walk through that season, to heal through that moment, because of how you love her, because you're not making it about you.
Well,
and ultimately, yeah, it comes down to that. Yes, I have seen some marriages shift and change when the guy is going one direction, the wife has stood and prayed and loved him, but still she's waiting for him to lead. She mm-hmm. desires for him to lead. Mm-hmm. And I've seen men rise to a place of leadership and change when they have a wife who supports and believes in them. So this post was, it actually came from somebody who wrote.
Wait, I wanted you to set up.
I am.
Okay.
So the reel was, It was talking about making your wife a priority and pursuing them, but it was in response to a reel that we did about praying for one thing, praying for that one thing.
Yes.
And this guy wrote, "One miracle for my marriage." He goes, "I want total restoration." And then what he said is, "It makes me sad to see so many men walking out on their wives when I would do anything just to hear her voice and to hold her hand." And that was his comment. So I commented on that, just saying that we are called, right, as men, and this was for men. We're not saying that women aren't.
Well, let me ask you a question real quick. Do you feel in the whole scope of everything that we post that I go easy on the wives?
No, I mean,
I don't feel like I do.
No, I mean, I think it's not that we're hard. We're just speaking truth in what we put out there. But there is a responsibility and a mandate upon men to lead well to set the tone even in their homes.
Yes.
And, you know, we navigate with a lot of couples when the husband is dealing with things, or the husband has had an affair or is dealing with addictions, whatever it may be, that sets the tone for the home, that impacts the wife, it impacts the kids, it impacts all those around. I'm not saying if a wife didn't deal with this thing that it wouldn't impact, it would. Mm-hmm. But there's a place of for you as a man to lead, and there's that responsibility, which is, I know, is not easy.
But it's also a biblical mandate.
Yes. Yeah,
and that's
absolutely
why it can sound like you come off a little bit harder on the men, and that is why you come from that place.
And this post had, I don't know, it had tons and tons of, I think it had over 112 comments on it, and, you know, back and forth with a lot of people saying, yes, I agree with this. And mm-hmm. I was saying, man, you know, regardless, you call it pursue your wives, to love your wives, and that the mandate that we have. Mm-hmm. This gentleman wrote, like, "I don't know about much, but I have been to this place. Here's what I know. She was a gift from God. He made her for me and I for her. The grass is not greener on the other side. Green grass is created by the stuff you go through together. My choice to leave was 100% out of my own pure selfishness." So apparently he left his wife, but recognized it was out of his own selfishness. "I cannot emphasize this enough. You will never be as close to anyone in your life as your wife. Forsaking this person is a big mistake." And then he mm-hmm. said, "The resources like 24/7 marriage are absolutely priceless. Utilize them." So that was his response of recognizing the choices he made of mm-hmm. not to stay, of not to pursue, and now recognizing that the consequences of that.
I just want all men to pause who are listening to this podcast and hear what these men are saying. They're saying to you, listen, we took a road that did not lead to restoration in our marriage, and we regret it. And we wish that we could change it. Like, I don't know if there's anything better than, not better than, but these men who are like basically saying, guys, wake up. Like, don't wait till it's too late. And I think that's why those men sat down and wrote so much in the comments.
Yeah.
Because they are trying to wake up other men, other husbands.
Yeah, and this guy said, "Hey, I'm still praying for restoration, and despite what others say, I won't give up on her. I've made mistakes too. It's not just she left, yet I will keep praying and seeking God for healing for us both individually and together. The strange thing is, if this didn't happen, I wouldn't be who I am today. Although heartbroken, I see things in a whole new way. I see how I should have been. I see the little things men are doing and saying to their wives that they don't realize hurt them. Mm. I see hurt in so many people, both men and women, and I know God will use us for something much greater. And yes, 100%, she is worth pursuing, even though she has moved out. Please, if you believe, stand with me. I no longer allow unbelief regarding my marriage to be in my life. Like that, wow. That is exactly where we need to be, right?
Yeah.
And then we have guys on the other side who said, this veto does the same thing once again. Men must do this. Men must do that. What the heck, right? 18 years of marriage in December for me. Has anyone stopped to ask why are men walking out? Seriously, guys, you lose me at men must do this and must do that. The fact that we allow this channel actually means that we've had some sense to say that there is a way. When will women fight for men? And no, I'm not talking about external adversaries. I mean, when will women choose to fight against their own selfishness, insecurities, self-entitlement, and everywhere marriage is failing, our kids want nothing to do with such an institution that gives a man a certificate, but to honor or respect. Let's stop this men must narrative. And so I hear what he's saying, like, you know, when we use the words men must. And maybe you can change some of that in terms of like you must. Like, it's an invitation. And I would say it's a responsibility that men that we have to pursue our wives in this way. Now, when you have a woman who's dealing with insecurities and difficulties and, you know, struggles and pain and all these areas, we're not saying that, like, those things can't impact your marriage, because they do. Mm-hmm. They do impact your marriage. Mm-hmm. What this guy is saying is, you know, when will men choose to fight against their own selfishness? Well, you know what? You're married. You do this together.
But you lay that down on the altar when you said, I do.
Yeah.
Because if you want to be selfish, please do not get married. Do not enter into that covenant.
Mm-hmm.
There is no room for your selfishness.
Yeah.
Because what you're saying is, I'm signing up to lay my life down and serve. Be resilient and steadfast, no matter what comes our way. And this men must, we're not sitting by the sidelines and giving wives a free pass either. I am continually challenging them on the things that I see them repeatedly doing, which is the contempt for their husbands, the eye rolling, the passive aggressive, mm-hmm. the manipulation that we do with our words, withholding sex. Like, I am challenging them. I am not withholding and giving them a free pass and saying your husbands have to do all of this and then you'll do your part. No. You know what you're doing wrong right now. You know the things that you're doing that are causing dissension and disruption in your marriage. And you're continuing to still do them. And I'm calling you out in it in love. I call you out on it.
Yeah.
And I say, there's a better way.
Yeah.
And you need to choose a different habit, a different mindset.
Well, I mean, he's saying, like, you know, like, yeah, men, sometimes men walk out because their wives, you know, they're selfish, they're insecure, they're self-entitlement. And I'm going to tell you that probably 85 to 90% of the time when we see this happen, the wife is reacting this way in response.
Come on.
In response to how she maybe has not been pursued or loved, engaged with, emotionally pursued. Because when you stood at that altar and you made that covenant of what you promised, what you committed to, but then life happens in all these places. I'm not saying, I mean, things happen with us men that we can tend to pull away and retreat. And instead of moving towards the very person we should, our spouse, we pull away because we think we're not good enough. We don't have what it takes. We're not providing well. I'm just going to hurt you. So we pull away. That happens. But it also leaves a woman emotionally empty and vacant and wanting. And instead of communicating, this is how I'm feeling, we don't say anything. Now she's wondering what's going on, right? And so there's still that responsibility that we have to talk, to communicate. And men notoriously are the ones who won't engage in that. Some men do. I do. I probably say sometimes maybe more words than Shannon does. And typically women say more words than men a day. Shannon speaks a lot, but I like share everything and talk all the time. And so, like, this place when he says, like, you know, when women choose to fight against their own selfishness and insecurities and entitlement, like, but you're called to walk alongside them. So maybe they are dealing with insecurities. Mm-hmm. Then what is your role to come alongside and stand and walk and pursue and engage and love them. And even if you don't get what you want in that season, you get to walk alongside your spouse that you've committed your life to, that you've made a covenant in marriage, that you are mandated and called to pursue.
But one thing that you can do is you can look through the lens at that comment of his own hurt, that he has been in a marriage where his wife felt very self-entitled maybe and did not pursue him, did not have an interest in changing, and it's left him broken for one thing. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying that, well, I guess we are. Well, can you speak to this? So we're not, are we saying that there is a greater responsibility on the man biblically? We understand that. But then there is mutual responsibility for both parties in the marriage. And we're not letting one off the hook easier than the other. That's what I want to say. That's not what we're doing here. And I
No.
As much as we're going to push back on husbands, we are pushing back on women and responsibility
Let's go back to our first 5 years of marriage.
Yes.
And if we go back to our first number of years of marriage, how it was for us is you were what?
Self-entitled, self-absorbed, and belittling.
And how that impact us?
Well, it created a toxic marriage. 100%.
Yeah. Well, how did I respond in the midst of that? And I'm not doing this so that you guys think, oh, Javier, you're so great. But how was my response in the midst of that season where I think nobody probably would have blamed me for saying, oh, that's not going to work out. Yeah. She's too this. She's too that. She's got to deal with her own stuff. She's got to handle this. So you have every right to not be there because she's X, Y, and Z.
You could have left and had the blessing of everybody around you. I believe. I do. And I don't say that flippantly. I had a lot of issues that I was dealing with, and we understood moving on in years to come the root of them. But at the time, you did not pull away from me. You pursued me emotionally. You pursued me spiritually. You pursued me physically in trying to create just intimacy, not in the bedroom, but just outside. You would still want to hold my hand. You would still want to give me a hug every day. And let me tell you, there are days when I look back at myself, I wouldn't want to be in the same house with me.
But me staying and me fighting for you, for us, and me saying in this season it's not about me, even though there's a lot of things that wasn't happening or I felt I wasn't getting early on in marriage.
And you probably felt like, alone, like, what if this never changes? That's
of course
horrible,
I had those thoughts.
Crappy feeling.
But what did me staying do for you? How did that shift and change you, knowing that I fought for you, that I pursued you, that regardless of what was the wrong thing maybe being done, I was trying to do the right thing. Not always perfectly, but I was trying.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't until my mentor got a hold of me and literally shook me to my core and showed me that you have an amazing man who is standing by you, who is fighting for your heart, and you are doing everything not to let him in. And it was as if somebody put a pair of glasses on me for the first time, and I saw you differently. It was like I saw you, but you were blurry for the first 5 years, and then I put glasses on, and I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
And what it did was it shifted my mindset to I have not been protecting my husband's heart, and I have been taking him for granted, and I have literally walked all over you.
Yeah.
Literally walked all over you.
And so to this guy who says, like, when will women fight, right? And when will they, when women fight for men, right? And when will they deal with their insecurities and their selfishness and self-entitlement? I want to tell you because, right, she was not going to walk that out alone. She was not going to navigate that season alone. Like, because I chose to pursue her, to fight, to stand, to do the right thing, to love her, to image Christ, because I chose to do that, we now have 30 years of marriage being celebrated this next year. We now have daughters who love God and have seen an example of a marriage because I, as a man, chose to pursue her in the moment of her weakness and brokenness and her insecurities. And I didn't choose myself, and I didn't choose what was easy, and I didn't choose to be apathetic. I chose to pursue her, to love her, and to see her become fully who God intended her to be. That was my responsibility, to enable her fully become who God's called her to be. That is what Scripture tells us, to men to love your wives as Christ loves the church, and he gave his life for the church. So when men get on their high horse or start saying, well, when will she do this? Well, when should we? That is, your responsibility is not to change your spouse.
Yeah.
That is not your job.
You can't.
Your job is to for you to stand in that place, to walk alongside them and to love them and to pursue them and to do the right thing. And it's not easy, and it's difficult, and it's hard, and it's okay when you have those tough, difficult moments and you want to buck and run.
Javier, there's men and women that still believe that they could change their spouse.
Well, no, I know that. So we've gone longer than we normally go. Maybe we'll continue this conversation and maybe add to it in different areas where we're seeing this happen. But I'm gonna stand on this. Like, I'm not gonna pull back on this place that we live in a society and a culture right now that's raising apathetic men. I'm sorry, they just are.
Oh, 100%.
Men who are weak, who and
we are gonna continue this conversation.
And I really have pulled back to a place where, like, well, if she's not doing that, then I'm just gonna go be happy. Listen, and I'll give more on this next time.
Linda, listen.
Like that, when that happens. And I said it in the video, that's not a call for you to retreat. Well, she doesn't want me to go. No, go after her.
She goes in the bedroom.
Go into the stinking bedroom. Not to prove your point, not to argue that you're right.
Fight for us.
But to fight for her, say, you know what? I'm here. I love you. What I said wasn't right. Like, even if she pushes back, the fact that you showed up, the fact that you walked into the bedroom or walked into the place after she walked away and you went after her, that can change and shift things. Because trust me, no matter what she says, you have made this movement towards her to come into her space, to seek to understand. And that can shift and change everything, right? Because if they're alone, and we talked about it on the podcast a couple weeks ago, there's a narrative going through their mind. Mm-hmm. He's not coming after me. I'm not worth it. He won't pursue me. All right, I'm not good enough. Maybe he's doing this, or maybe she's doing that. Like, that starts going through your mind. And so that's a whole nother podcast. But things have to shift and change. And yeah. And I have seen when men lead, when men step up, when men die to themselves and pursue their wives and come next to them in moments of difficulty and struggle, things change. And I've seen women have done that for their men. And I've seen men who are respected and honored by their wives, even in moments when they don't
deserve it.
They would say, the wife would say, they don't deserve it. Mm-hmm. But they're honoring and respecting the man they're becoming. And I've seen men change because of the women that are there standing with them. But those women are also desiring that change to happen because they want you to lead. Because they want you to protect. Because they want you, they want that safety and that security.
Yeah.
That's how it's mandated. That's how God designed it.
Yeah.
And so
We're going to continue this because I want to dive into this apathy, because we're creating men who, in the year 2021, men had the lowest testosterone rates in, the last 150 years. There's apathy setting in, and we need to address this and head it head on. So I would love to pick this up next time.
All right. We appreciate each and every one of you. So have an incredible, amazing, beautiful Thanksgiving. And we're just going to encourage you, be present with your family.
Stay off of technology. Like, get off your phone.
Like, you don't need to be sitting on the couch with all your family around and on your phones. Like, I'm just saying. But even if you are, like, be present, show up. Because I remember always telling myself, like, especially with the girls when we were sitting around doing stuff, I always would remind myself, like, where am I? I'm right here. What do I have? I have this moment. And like, disconnect. Enjoy, like, spend time with one another. and really, really pause and look at your marriage and say, even if there's stuff going on right now, like there's things to be grateful for. There's things to be that you can be grateful for, and it'll shift how you see one another. It'll shift how you see your marriage. So enter into Thanksgiving, into this moment right now, next couple of days, especially with just gratitude.
Yeah.
Have gratitude.
We're going to be with family, like, gosh, there's going to be 40 plus family members descending on Whittier, California for Thanksgiving. And I'm going to be videoing several husbands and wives on their one piece of advice. So look for that in the coming weeks in a reel. Some family members in that. I think it should be pretty entertaining and funny.
Yeah. We appreciate you. Remember to like, subscribe to the podcast and rate and review it. That helps us connect with more individuals like you. Yes. Thank you for your support of 24/7 Marriage and the Marriage Lab and the work that we get to do. We appreciate you. We love you all. Have an amazing Thanksgiving. And always remember, in marriage, you don't have to.
You get to.
Thank you for listening to the 24/7 Marriage Podcast. Help us expand our reach by rating and leaving us a review on iTunes. Make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode. For more information on the work we do and how to support 24/7 Marriage, head on over to 247marriage.org and click on Partner With Us. Until next week, remember, in marriage you don't have to, you get to.